Good morning. Well, US markets finished mixed overnight. We had the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ losing a bit of ground, but the Dow Index was the big standout, rising by around a quarter of a percent or 46 points, actually closing up at the best levels on record. The reason why we had a bit of a divergence between the Dow and the other indices is that three stocks in particular in the US did very well. The first was Home Depot, which rose almost 2% last night. It was boosted by a retail spending report last night, which showed a bit of a pickup in spending in building materials and also garden equipment. Goldman Sachs and Travelers Checks were two other standouts. But really, all eyes this morning were on the Federal Reserve's monthly meeting on interest rates. And it decided, as expected, by about 90% of markets of the market to lift interest rates to between 1 and 1.25%. Now, this is the second interest rate hike of the year so far, the third in 6 months. But looking ahead, the Fed is anticipating still one more rate hike over 2017. And maybe what caught some by surprise is Janet Yellen's plans to shrink the Federal Reserve's $4.5 trillion balance sheet starting this year. And they ballooned, basically, the balance sheet following the global financial crisis. And the Fed said they'll initially be reducing that balance sheet by about $6 billion per month. They'll be increasing those reductions by $6 billion increments every 3 months over a 12-month period until $30 billion per month in reductions is reached. And this is despite inflation remaining quite weak, but Janet Yellen is anticipating that to pick up over time. Now, across US markets, quite an even split between winners and losers. Energy stocks like Exxon, Chevron, they were two of the biggest losers because a weekly report last night showed a smaller reduction in oil inventories in the US, and that resulted in oil prices slumping to the worst levels in 7 months, $44.75. Iron ore managed to edge higher by 1% or 50 cents to $53.5 per ton, not really helping BHP Billiton and Rio in London trade, which both fell back, and gold stocks managed to end a little bit higher. Now, Starbucks has fallen for an eighth consecutive day on a broker downgrade. The analyst was becoming a little bit more negative on the stock because it recently rallied to a record high as sales optimism has been in focus. But overnight really was the defensive stocks that managed to do well. So Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, Walmart, McDonald's, some of the best. Now, looking ahead to the Aussie market today, well, we are expecting a bit of a tumble on the open, potentially down by about 0.5%, but markets did hit their highest levels in a month just yesterday. In focus today will be an update on jobs at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Consensus is looking for an additional 10,000 jobs to be added after the outsized results in March and April, and the Aussie dollar's at 75.9 US.